Okay, we begin today, Yotet Amud Beit, we begin the new Perek. Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. Anoder min ha-mevushal, mutar v'tzviyu v'shalub. Omar konein tafshil she'eni toim, asud ha-matzeh k'deira rach, u'mutar b'yaveh, u'mutar b'beitza tarmutan, u'bedala tarmutza. Now, it's clear that the Matnita Amrasha Shaluk Karui Mevusha. We can show you from Nozir that actually Shaluk is included in Mevusha, not like this Mishnah. Because it says in the Mishnah Nozir, the Tanina, Nayam Vashelat Ashlamim, O Sholeik. Somebody was Mevasha, Sholeik the El Nozir. So then the Kohen takes the Zroa B'Sheila. Since the Torah says Zroa B'Sheila, and it says over here, O Sholeik, so obviously Shlika is B'Sheila, and that's when they're going to take it. Vikaria, from the Torah we also see, Sha'at Soloika Ruim of Ushah, because it says, Vayivashlu et HaPesach. So why does it say over here that it does not include Sli? So neither example of the Mishnah makes sense. Not Mutam and Amavush, not Mutam and Sli, and not Mutam B'Sholim. What are you going to say? That the Pasuk is saying they did it wrong? That they did it wrong? Is that what the Torah is coming to tell me? Rabbi Yonah Butzaraya, Rabbi Yonah from Botzer.
So it's a rhetorical question?
Right. No. He's answering it. It says Kamishpat. It says Vayavashrut HaPesach Kamishpat. So it can't mean Shalok Halacha. Because otherwise, why is it say Kamishpat? So you see from there that Sli is called Mevushal. So if that's the case, Matnita Amasha Shaluk Kori Mevushal, Kro Amasha Tzalui Kori Mevushal, and our Mishnah decides to ignore all of it. Vatanina, Nodem Mevushal, Mutar Patsim Mevushal. Explain that to me. Ham Rabbi Yochanan, it's very easy to explain. Och Rubin Adari, Machalashon Beniata, Belashon Torah, or Lashon Chachamim, Sli and Shalok is called Mevushal, Benadarim. And there are people distinguish between Shaluk and Mevushal. Omer Rabbi Yoshia, Halchu min Adarim achar Lashon Torah, which is not the way in the Bavli. In Bavli we said, shall we say that they're arguing about whether Halchim achar Lashon Torah? We said, no. But actually, as I pointed out then, the Ran points out, in Yerushalmi, indeed, that's the Machlokas. So the Ben Adarim, according to him, you're Halchim achar Lashon Torah. Ma nafik b'neim, where's the nafkamina, where Rabbi Yochanan would be l'chumra, and Rabbi Yosha would be l'kula, in konim yayin she'eni toim b'chak. See, Yas is on himself now drinking wine. Now, that to Rabbi Yochanan, chag would mean yom tov achran as well, also yom tov achran. So since people generally say during the holiday, they include Shmini Atzeres, so he won't be able to drink wine on Shmini Atzeres. Was Aldaita to Rabbi Yoshia, where the Chag is a separate Chag. So according to Rabbi Yoshia, he also let you go according to Lashon Torah. In the Torah, it's called Atzeret. It's called a separate regal. It's like with an Atzeret, not part of the Chag. Therefore, it would be Mutim. Says the one, that's not true. Half Rabbi Yoshia, Modeshahs. Lo'am Rabbi Yoshia, Lachonah. All he says was is that if the Lashon Torah is Lachonah, we'll follow Lashon Torah. But he's not saying if Lashon B'nai Adam is a Chumah, that maybe the guy didn't mean Lashon Midubah, Lashon B'nai Adam. So therefore, this is not, there is no case where Rabbi Yosha will be Lekulam. Rabbi Barba Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, Ochal Chalita. So Rabbi Yochanan would eat, say, pancakes, or whatever, things that you pour into water, donuts, right? Or sweet things. V'omar lo te'imat mazon ba'ada yuma. Or this could be in a reference to the city where he went out and he ate so many perot of ginosa that were extremely, extremely sweet, and he felt that he hadn't eaten. That there was no real mezaynes. V'otanina na'nodim min ha'mazon mutar b'mayim u'b'melach. But anything else is called mazon. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say, I didn't eat mazon? And therefore it's not considered to be mizonot. Answers the Gemara, change the Yosef over here. Tatalak Rabbi Yoshia, the Merechub and Adarim HaKarnashim B'nei Adam. Over there, this together in Erevin, is going like Rabbi Yoshia. And in the Torah, everything is called Mazan. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, I need Mazan, my terms. It's not what I consider to be nourishing food. We now you call Dvarim Kriya Mazan in the Torah. Rav Akiva Bar Ula says, because it says, Eser Atonot, Nosot Bar, Velechem, Umazon. What's Mazon supposed to mean over there? Matan Belomer Umazon. So you see that everything else is you refer to as Mazon. So I had my bread and my salt, and everything else. Everything else goes by the word Mazon. So if that's the case, you see that at least in Lashon Torah, according to Rabbi Yoshua, anything else, including Peirot, would be called Mazon. Ask the Gemara, what about an Odim and a Mevushal? What's the din of smoked meat or smoked fish? Is smoked considered to be Mevushal or not? Marshiye Mutar min a Mevushal. How about fried? Marshiye Mutar bitugin. Slight change in gears then. Marshiye Mutar bitafshir shenet bashir b'chame tveri. Say Mevushal. Is that Dafka Mevushal in H, or could it be Mevushal even in some other source of heat? Could it mean microwave? Is that microwave called Mevushal? Rabbona de Kesari Sheili, Mevushani Mao Shebo Mishum Bishulegoyim. Can I have a further question? Is there a din of Bishulaku on something that is Mevushal? Or is Bishulaku Mdavka if it was actually boiled in water? And they furthermore ask, Shabbat. Would you, if you're ma'ashim something on Shabbat, is that bishul to be chayev on Shabbos or not? And how about, is it considered to be bishul for basar v'cholam? Ma'o shiyeh bo mishum basar v'cholam.
Maybe since it's an iser, it's not considered like a din.
What?
I understand.
Is it called cooking?
Since it's usher, so maybe it's not called cooking.
If I cook, if I'm ashem, basar and chola, is that called cooking? It becomes also the
right.
And cooking is also kovel ma'asrot. So over there you can't eat achilat arai after you cook a food. So is this called cooking to be kovel for mice? All of these questions stand. Further, the other way around. Can you eat from Mevushal? Or is Mevushal certainly not included under Ishur? So Rav Ava Bar Yehuda, Bishem, the Beit Rav Acha, Chavitza is a dish that's made of crumbs. So you take crumbs and you put them into hot water. Like you make a pie, like a pie bottom. So that is in Bomishum Bishulagoy, because since it's an Echachai, there's no Bishulakim. And Yatzim Bomishum Eruve Tafshilim, so it's also considered to be a Mevushal, it's called a Tafshil, even though it would be Nechachimochi Chai, it's Tafshil for Eruv Tafshil.
It's nothing to do with
Oil Shulchan Aluch. No, it is
Oil
Shulchan
Aluch. Chavitza is Oil Shulchan.
Yeah. Rav Yosef Rav Yibon, Shem Avuna, Kol Ochel Shunechal, Kamo Shul Chai, Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Egoim, and therefore of Yer Tzad Aser, and Yotzim Bo Mishum Eruv Etafshilin, because nonetheless, the fact is, it's going to be a tafshil if you boil it. So the question is, Anodim and Amavushal, Ma'o Shem Mutar Ba'ava, something that is very thick, is that called Mevushal? It's Mevushal, me more like a soup. This isn't a Mishnah. Notam in a tafshil is mutter on something that is very thick. So apparently tafshil means like soup. And I mean, my tafshil. Tafshil is a broader word than mivushal. Because a tafshil is osur b'tzluya b'sholuk. And nonetheless, it's mutter ba'aveh. So koshikain. I mean, the case of here, if you're Mevushal, which is Mutter B'Tzolei B'Shulok, Eino Din Shei Mutter B'Aveh, So I said, well, what do you mean kavachomer? Yesh kavachomer ben adorim? I understand. Whatever it means. I mean, we say, it's kavachomer, is that a din? It's a question of language. It's a kavachomer in language, whatever the way people call it is what's going to define it. Ela keni, what he meant to say is like this. Tavshil she'asur betzaluyo b'shalom, mutar be'ava, mevushal she'mutar betzaluyo b'shalom. Is also mutar ba'ava. So in other words, since something which is eaten on its own without bread is not called a tafshil, so if somebody is talking about mevushal, he should be asur only on things that are eaten with bread. Tafshil avanat. He didn't mean it as a kavachomer. He's just analyzing the reason, the same reason that applies to tafshil ought to apply to mevushal, because that's how people use the word. Tani. In the Braita it says, asur behitariot rakot. You're not allowed to eat small pumpkins, squash. Shekender harofe lechol pitobeh. Because a doctor will tell someone who's ill to put on pumpkin spread on bread. So therefore it is included in tafshir, even though most people won't eat. Omer of Chista, asur behitzam begugelet, shekender harofe lechol pitobeh. Also, if you have a hard egg, says it, normally people eat a hard egg alone, but a chole eats it with pot. Umutar bebeitza turmita, what does that mean? Rupiton. A rupiton is a very, very loose egg, as opposed to the way we got it in the lashon of rafa. So it means almost not cooked. Ubedilat armutza, what does that mean, Amar Rav Chanina? It's like a very bitter kamid, lat mara, and they're mematkin it to make it edible by putting it into coals. So the lat harmutza is called Hashem the coals, which we were docha in the Bavli from the sugya of Kilayim. Okay.